Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray as David did in Psalm 19, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. My name is Pastor Mary Ellen Steinkraus, and I am the visitation pastor here at Community of Grace. The title of my message today is Living Life Faithfully. It's kind of a continuation of the message I gave a few weeks ago, living life fully, but this is faithfully. So today I will go through what it's like to live faithfully and where to start. So far in this sermon series on Peter, James, and John, we have seen and heard about Peter and his approach to teaching those faithful to Jesus after his death and resurrection. Today, we'll be looking at James chapter 1. Peter emphasized what it means to follow Jesus when confronted with opposition from outside the Christian community, as well as within the Christian community, through false teaching. His letters are considered by some to be the Job of the New Testament. Now we come to the writings of James. James is considered the half-brother of Jesus. James emphasizes how to live a faith-filled life that will transform those who actually live that life as well as the lives of the people around them. So some call James the Proverbs of the New Testament. Peter, James, and John are all addressing issues that Christians face in the in-between times. That is, time after Jesus rose from the dead and his return, the same times that we currently live in. So this message is for us as well. I have to tell you, this was a hard one to do. So this is my seventh iteration of this. James is writing to a Jewish audience who are living among a Gentile population. The very first thing James writes is to encourage believers to look at their circumstances differently than other people. That is, differently than the Gentiles that they're living among. He says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature. So like Paul wrote in Romans, James sees the value in facing trials. That is, having hope. Paul writes that there is a progression from learning how to persevere to learning to have hope. Suffering or facing trials produces perseverance. Perseverance produces good character. Good character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love poured out through his Holy Spirit sustains us. Both Paul and James encourage us to face our sufferings, trials, and tribulations with a can-do attitude, or even a joyful attitude, because we are sustained by God's love through his Holy Spirit. We are given the Holy Spirit so that we know we are not alone and are loved. In my message on living life to the fullest, we saw that we need a connection to Jesus' Spirit, and we can intentionally cultivate it by remembering to use the three C's daily. That is, connecting with Jesus, confessing our sin and repenting, and conceding or surrendering to him. So in living life faithfully, James emphasizes our attitude and willingness to meet trials and work through them with the Holy Spirit's help. We will always have trouble in this world. Jesus tells us in John 16:32, in this world, you will have trouble. And he finishes that thought by saying, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So there is a sense that if Jesus has overcome the world and its troubles, he can help us to do so as well, especially when we trust and truly know that Jesus is at work within us. Even though we may not like it, there are definitely benefits to us facing the trials and troubles in our lives. We grow and mature while overcoming them. We have a choice in how we want to face them. We can either become a cynical and bitter victim, or we can see them as growth opportunities. Taking them on allows Jesus to be manifested more fully in us and diminishes anything else in us that prevents him from being seen and heard by others through us. The journey through trials can be a torture, or it can be an adventure. An adventure that we know we are not alone, that Jesus is with us and is in us all the way. So believe it or not, being comfortable and seeking comfort is not what God wants for us. It is by being uncomfortable that builds character. He wants the best for us. Helen Keller writes, character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. Modern psychology supports the notion that when a person seeks comfort and happiness at all costs, that person tends not to grow into the person that person was meant to be. They're not allowed to become all they are meant to be. That reminds me of the recruiting slogan of the U.S. Army. Be all that you can be. Going through Army training and being deployed to fight a war is certainly not a comfortable experience. You are put into many experiences that give you the opportunity to grow and mature and handle situations you have never handled before. But before you can do that, you need to choose that path and choose to learn from the experiences. Certainly, a good attitude of considering it a privilege or a joy to learn these things helps your mind to do it. Learning to persevere through it is key. Only God knows our true potential. So if you choose to go through tough situations and have developed perseverance, the next step is that you develop good character. What are the qualities of good character, and why should we be open to developing these qualities? Well, Indeed, an American worldwide employment website for job listings, lists the character traits necessary for career success: ambition, creativity, compassion, conscientiousness, courage, flexibility, honesty, humility, honorability, loyalty, patience, persistence, resilience, discipline, and the ability to be curious. The basis for these seem to be the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God gives us His Holy Spirit and plenty of opportunities to grow in good character traits. Growing is always a process of acquiring something new and useful while losing something old that is no longer part of who you are. Once we have acquired good character traits to some degree, it becomes who we are, and who we are is how we do things. Which brings me to James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says, not forgetting what you have heard, but doing it. You will be blessed. Now, the last progression from good character to hope starts with joy in facing trials and goes through character building, then to hope. Paul says, hope does not put us to shame because God's love poured out by the Holy Spirit sustains us. This is the wisdom of God. James writes that it is the wisdom of God to give us opportunities by way of trials which test our faith. It is through this testing that perseverance is produced. If you cannot see the production of perseverance through trials at the time you're being tried and tested, James writes, we should ask God for wisdom, and it will be given to us. Jesus says in John 14, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. James is saying that the authentic actions we do are a reflection of the faith and trust we have in Jesus. They are not meant to work out our salvation. Jesus is the one who has died for our salvation. That work is done. However, we are in the process of becoming more like Jesus so that others will see Jesus in us and have an opportunity to have the hope we have with our trust in Jesus. The first step is to consider it pure joy when we face trials, because that brings us to look more like Jesus. Think of them as God-given opportunities to grow in faith. Lean into them and ask God for wisdom in dealing with them. Holy Spirit is there with us to be our companion through it all, to love us and to give us hope. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. To live faithfully and fully, you have to start somewhere. For James, it is to consider it pure joy when God gives you opportunities to grow in faith and in your relationship with God and others. So I will end with a prayer I pray every morning. This prayer reminded me of what James is teaching in his letter. It is the start of considering it pure joy when facing trials and asking for God's wisdom as he transforms you to look and act more like Jesus. The term used in this prayer is apprentice of Jesus instead of disciple of Jesus. William Gaultier, the author of this prayer, takes discipleship to the next level and calls it apprenticeship. The difference being, a disciple is merely a learner. An apprentice is a person who is putting into action what has been learned or what is being learned. So he prefers the term apprentice because it is a practitioner who is learning with the Holy Spirit as their guide. Apprentices have done and are doing the learning and are now ready to act. Boy, that sounds like James, doesn't it? Here's what is called the apprentice prayer. So pray with me. Jesus, I love you. Father, I adore you. Holy Spirit, I rely on you. Lord Jesus, I seek to live as your apprentice in all that I do today. I relinquish my agenda for this day, and I submit myself to you and your kingdom. In all things I pray, your will, your way, your time. Dear Father, I ask you to ordain the events of this day and use them to make me more like Jesus. I trust you, Sovereign Lord, that you won't let anything happen to my family or me today except that it passes through your loving hands. So no matter what problems, hardships, or injustice I face today, help me not to worry or get frustrated, but instead to relax in the yoke of your providence. Yes, today I will rejoice because I am in your eternal kingdom. You love me and you are teaching me. My Lord, I devote my whole self to you. I want to be all and only for Jesus. Today I love you with all my heart, that is my intentions and choices, all my soul, my personality, all my mind, my thoughts, my strength, my body and my energy, all my relationships, all my conversations and interactions. Today, I depend on you, Holy Spirit, not my own resources. Help me to keep in step with you. Today, I look to love others as you love me, dear God, blessing everyone I meet, even those who mistreat me. Today, I am ready to lead people to follow you, Jesus. Amen.